You're listening to Mad Groupie Sounds on the Underground.
Shakespeare out, drinking Irish whiskey, then I say, oh, one more. Hey, this is Mike from Harry Holler. You're listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Welcome back to the show, Matt Groupie, Sounds of the Underground. And kicking off that first set, you heard Freeman Dre and the Kitchen Party from Toronto doing Let's Take the Show on the Road from the album Red Door, Second Floor. And I got to see these guys a couple weeks ago at Tattoo Rock Parlor in Toronto on St. Paddy's Day, and they were an awesome band. A little different, a little go-go bordello meets, Tom Waits, Bob Dylan kind of thing. And it was very entertaining. And the quality of songwriting was fantastic. The musicianship is great. And these guys play a lot around Toronto. There's about 17 members in the band. And they were really cool. So I definitely recommend checking out Freeman Dre and the Kitchen Party. And after that, you heard the Mahones, who I also saw at Tattoo Rock Parlor on St. Paddy's Day, doing Shakespeare Road, which is originally from their newest album, Angels and Devils, But the version you just heard was actually from the live album that they just put out, live in Italy. And that record is Wicked. And they're Wicked Live, and they're cool people. And I had a lot of fun on St. Patty's rocking out with those guys. So if you can, you like that sort of Irish punk kind of thing, check out the Mahones. They're a great group of people and a fantastically talented band. And after that, you heard Harry Holler out of Oshawa doing Arson. And the album is called Too Many Women Love Harry Holler. And these guys are also kind of in the same vein as Freeman Dre. I think those two bands should definitely consider doing some sort of a gig together, because they would go very nicely together. Sort of a Gogo Bordello kind of 86 member kind of thing. It's very exciting. Good songwriting again. And yeah, one of the cooler bands out of Oshawa for sure. I really liked them. I really liked their CD. And yeah, they're cool people. King Beast played with them one time in Oshawa. I think we're playing with them again on June 13th. It's going to be a Friday the 13th gig in Oshawa. King Bees, Harry Holler, and more to be announced. So if you're in Oshawa, June 13th, come check us out. We'll be down at the Atria, our home away from home, away from home. And it's going to be a doozy. Friday the 13th, Massacre. And we're going to kick off this next set with another band that I was fortunate enough to play with a couple weeks back in Niagara Falls, the Royal Crowns, on Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground.
When I was a young kid, barely into my teens, I found a big old stack of my daddy's magazines. Hid out in a bind so no one could see. They sure had a peculiar effect on me. There were pin-up girls, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, and Bridget Bardot. Betty Page, wildest chick I've ever seen. Betty Page, can't live in a magazine. Betty's devilish clothes were a part of her fame. Made Fredericks of Hollywood look quite tame. Shining black pumps and geisha girl hair, and a wicked little smile with the legs in the air. And then there's Betty's picture I've never seen before, either tied to a chair or down to the floor. She wasn't alone in some, she had friends. Betty tapped the little time of their rear ends. Betty Page, Betty Page, Betty Page, Betty Page, Betty Page, Betty Page, the wildest chick I've ever seen. Betty Page can't live in a magazine. Betty Page, wildest chick I've ever seen. Betty Page, can't you live in a magazine?
Hi, this is Adam from the King Bees, and you're listening to Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground.
Thank you. all night, sleep all day, got no money.
Everybody now.
Work all night, sleep all day, got no money anyway. I'll work all night, sleep all day. Work all night.
And we're back. Back to the information segment of the program. And kicking off that set, you heard the almighty, glorious, fantastic Royal Crowns out of Toronto. And the song was their hit, Betty Page, from the album 32 Miles from Memphis. And King B's got to play with them a couple weeks back at Taps Breweries in Niagara Falls, our favorite place to go. Great beer, homemade beer, all different kinds of weird, good beer. We had pumpkin beer. It was the last keg, too, so we totally finished off the pumpkin beer with the Royal Crowns and Marty Allen, who I'll be playing next month. And great band. I don't need to tell you about the Royal Crowns. They've been around a long time. And just a really cool group of guys. And very nice to the King Bees. And that's who you heard after. That was the King Bees, my band. And that song was called Spider Woman. It goes out to Mip from Mip Power Trio, because I know that she really likes that one. And yeah, we played a bunch of shows in the last couple weeks. We did the Queen Street Music Festival, which was crazy. We played at 3 a.m. at Cherry Cola's, and then the same night we played 11 p.m. at Bovine. Both shows were just insane, packed, great vibes. And Adam and I also, the night we played at 3 a.m. before then, got to go see and meet Johnny Winter, blues guitarist from Texas. If you don't know Johnny Winter, check him out. He's rocking. He's got a new 4-disc box set out, and a CD he put out last year, and he's got a new one coming out with like Eric Clapton and all these cool people on it. And so that was like a really cool weekend. That was last weekend, and it was just a total rock and roll weekend, and it was really cool. Where else did we play? We played Niagara Falls, and we played Alliston, which was all right. And yeah, we played the Bovine a few weeks back too, which was also really good, with this next band actually, the Blind Cats. And they've been around for a while now. Their leader Greg is in 17 bands. I think every member of the Blind Cats is in at least 37 different bands. And the song that I played was Work All Night from the Blind Cats singles greatest hits kind of deal, 2007 to 2012. So that just shows you they've been around for a while, and they're working on a new record, and just a really cool group of guys. We're going to be, King Bees and them, will be playing May 31st at the Sister in Toronto. So it's going to be Blind Cats, King Bees, and Hill Valley Lightning, who's a band that I've played on the show. And I'll play them next month just to, give them a little push. So anyway, I'm going to stop yakking now, and I'm going to play you some punk rock music out of Barrie, Ontario. This is Plan 13, a Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground.
Put the bone out of the wall. I don't want to talk to you at all. And I know that that's okay with you. Got something in my mind, I know. I'm not the perfect guy, but you say that only the best will do. But I know in my steady uncertainty, you can't ever do any better than me. Still a girl more accustomed to you. You'd never be in the same room as me. And I'll try not to take it personally, because I may be a jerk if you used to grow up. My attitude makes you want to throw your hands up. The logical reason you just want to go away from me, but you're still more screwed up than I could ever be.
take it personally because I may be a jerk and used to grow up. My attitude makes you want to throw your hands up. For logical reason, you just want to go away from me. But you're still more screwed up than I could ever be.
Hi, this is Jack Danny, and you are listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
There's a guy that you might know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. He's got a thick mustache and a fat belly. He goes by the name of Ron Jeremy. He's seen his share of vagina hair. He knows all the ins and outs down there. A lot of girls I know say they'd like to meet that guy named Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy. He's half elephant, half chimpanzee. His name is Ron Jeremy. He's seen more beaver than an old oak tree. In 78 he became a porn star. Who'd ever thought that he'd get this far? But with a trunk like that and a job in porn, I'm sure he thanks God for being born. I was watching Ron just the other day. He was coming out and ready to play. He had a girl on his nose and one down below, and two more are waiting for their turn to go. I said, man, look at this guy. He's got four. Most guys gotta lock the bathroom door. Ron Jeremy. He's half elephant, half chimpanzee. His name is Ron. Talking to some guys today. Some were straight and some were gay. I asked if they heard of Ron Jeremy. The gay guys fell to their knees. They said if he was lost, they'd take him in. I said, yeah, like a champion. There's one thing I like about this guy named Ron. Everybody singing his song.
This is Christian D without the hangovers, and you're listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
back out east to drug your choices beer. Something new that got the tiny fear. It's hillbilly heroin, hillbilly heroin. Life gave me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Woo! Say you're so bold, chance of bliss, cause I take 20 of my 60 milligram pills. It's hillbilly heroin, hillbilly heroin. Life gave me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Well, there ain't much to do in my town. I watch my life go down the drain until I find OxyContin. Now I dream my life away, house. My daddy locked up the car, stole my little sister's money from a holiday job for hillbilly heroin, hillbilly heroin. Life gave me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Hillbilly heroin, OxyContin, hillbilly heroin, OxyContin. I said, love gave me some of them big 20 milligram pills. Good God, I shine on my hidden milligram pills. Dear Lord, I lost a man 20 milligram pills.
Kicking off that set, you heard none other than Plan 13 out of Barrie, Newmarket, Barrie kind of area, Toronto. They're all from all over the place, really. But their head guy, the head honcho there, John, he lives in Barrie. So I always go with wherever the guy who writes the songs lives. So they're a Barrie band. And a very cool band featuring members of Metalettes and the Arkells and just a really cool, authentic punk band. I'm glad to see John Eyeball back doing what he does. And I remember the first time I ever played in Newmarket, which is where John's originally from. He was really cool, and no one really wanted to hear my band because they didn't know who we were. I guess people still don't want to hear my band, but they really didn't want to hear us then. And he kind of went outside and said to everyone, like, hey, come on, like, check these guys out. They're really cool. They're new band. Like, give them a chance, you know. And ever since that happened, you know, I always had a soft spot and respect for John. So that's why I play his band. And also they rock. And they sent me some new songs, which I'll play in future episodes, which I also really like. So hats off to Plan 13. And then after that, we heard... Oh, actually, and the song was Abandoned Ship. Sorry about that. I forgot to tell you what song it was. Abandoned Ship by Plan 13 from Barrie. Okay? Punk rock at its finest. Okay, now we can move on. After that, you heard a very funny man that I know that I've met recently. And a very nice, cool, funny guy. His name, Jack Danny. The song was Ron Jeremy. I heard this song. He showed up. I run a jam on Wednesday nights in Richmond Hill, and Jack showed up and did this Ron Jeremy tune, and I sat in with him and jammed, and I just thought it was so great, and he gave me a CD, so I figured, you know, why not throw in a little funny stuff? So if you're offended, I'm sorry, but, you know, it was just a joke and all that. I'm sure Jack doesn't care. So shout out to Jack Danny from Aurora, Mr. Funny Guy, doing the Ron Jeremy song. And then we had a band I saw last night, Christian D and the Hangovers, doing Hillbilly Heroin. And really cool show. They played with Evil Elvis for the Evil Elvis video release. And it was a really cool time. And they were loose and live as usual. And just, you know, really kind of real, authentic rockabilly experience seeing those guys. So place was packed. They played at Cherry Cola's. Place was rammed. Lots of people came out to see them. And, you know, really cool band. They have a new live album out as well, which I have. I think I played a track maybe last month or the month before. But, yeah, definitely Christian D, big supporter of my show. And I'm a big supporter of his band. And give it up for the rockabilly king of Toronto, Mr. Christian D. And Evil Elvis was awesome as well, I have to say. First time ever seeing that band, and they were really cool. And they gave me a shirt and a CD, and I'm going to play some Evil Elvis next month on the show, because this month kind of was already planned out, because I'm OCD and I plan things. And then I wait till the last minute to hand them in. It's like school. I just like to send a shout out right now to my Indie Roundtable people who put up with my OCD last minute crap all the time. But the truth is, like, I like to record the talking for the show as close to the actual air date as possible, because then, you know, it's authentic. So yeah, there you go. There's my explanation. Me always giving excuses as to why I'm lazy and slow and blah, blah, blah. But whatever, I think I'm doing a quality show, and I'm trying to pick good bands and trying to, you know, just help the Canadian music thing, because, like, there's no one else doing that, really. None of the mainstream people seem to give a fuck about what's going on the street level. But I'll tell you right now, I got a pile of CDs on my desk that are all pretty good in their own way. So I like to support indie music because I think it's really good and honest. And I'm going to stop blabbering away now, because I'm sure you're sick of hearing my voice. And we're going to play a band who played at the Bovine with King Bees and Blind Cats as well this month. One of my favorite bands around, the Howling Bullets, on Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Cold, cold, scared. you come cold scared. What the hell are you anyways? You come cold scared. When I felt your
Stan Simon from Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible. You're listening to the sounds of the underground.
next car. There is, look for the scar, and don't be terrified by
set of rock and roll and soul. You heard the Howlin' Bullets kick it off with the Cold Cold Skin from the Ghoul County album, which is a wicked record. I really like it, and I've seen these, we've actually played with these guys a couple times, and you know, I always had respect for Dano, who was in the Von Dratz. I always really liked the Von Dratz, seeing as I'm a surf kind of guy, and you know, so I really like this new project, though. Like, I really do. It's a lot different, and it's a lot of elements, rockabilly, garage, surf kind of thing, with the horror kind of thing. And it's just, the presentation is great. The musicianship is really cool. They got two basses. You know, what's like not to like about the Howlin' Bullets from Toronto? You know, so check them out. They play quite frequently, and I hope to play with them again soon. And people really dig them, so I'm one of them. Check them out. And after that, you heard my buddies out of Niagara Falls. You know who it is. It's the Border City Beatdowns, okay? It's the Border City Beatdowns. that's it. Like, you go to Niagara Falls, you're gonna have to deal with those guys. They're crazy. They're nuts. They're like the Ramones, but like on speed or something. I don't even know. Don't mess with those guys. Those Border City Beats. No, I'm kidding. They're beautiful people. I love them. One of my favorite groups of people. And I love supporting them. They support us a lot. So the song was I'm Dope from the This Is Rock album. And really cool CD, raw rock and roll kind of thing. You know, just the way I like it. Down and dirty, baby. And you can pick that up, I think, online, or check them out next time they are in your town. They do often play in Niagara Falls. So if you're ever planning a trip to Niagara, definitely check if they're playing, usually at Taps Brewery, because they're a good band. They're one of the bands to see in the Niagara region. And after that, you heard my buddy Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible doing the Firing Line from the new album Escaping the Madhouse. And these guys are really cool. I mean, I know they're a little mellow and stuff. Maybe, I don't know. I think a lot of people who listen to my show might like the heavier stuff. But, I mean, the guy writes really good songs. And it's really kind of original. And, you know, his voice is really good. And, I mean, there's not much not to like about it. I figured it would be a cool closing track for the show. The song was The Firing Line. And I just did a review of the album, actually. I really, really dig it. Escaping the Madhouse from Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible. And they're running, actually, in this contest, CBC contest, Searchlight something or other. So go check them out on Facebook. Go vote for them. I think maybe a couple of the other bands in this. Actually, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't usually go for those types of things, but I mean, I understand why people do. You know, you want opportunities, and opportunities are the most important thing, you know? So go vote for them, because I voted for them, and I think you should too. And that's Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible. And you know what? I was going to just end the show there, but you know what? I'm going to play one extra song. I'm going to thank Indie Roundtable, roundtableradio.ca. Check them out. I'm going to thank MusicLink, musiclink.ca. These are the people who play my show. And I'm going to thank HansenCustoms.com, Customs with a K, because without him, I wouldn't have a guitar that works properly. And I'm going to plug my site, mattgroupie.com, 2 zeros, 2 O's, whatever you call them, 0 O's. Zeros. 2 zeros in groupie. No, they're just 2 O's. Regular O's, groupie. It's a stupid spelling. It was a stupid name that I was given when I was like 17 years old. But, you know, I just go with it because why not? You know, that's what people call me. That's what people know me as. And so screw it. That's my name, right? Don't wear it out, brah. And anyone else to thank? I just want to thank, you know, oh yeah, myfreakingears.com. I write articles for that. And geekprawn.com. I write some articles for that place. And I'm doing lots of writing now. I've been covering lots of shows, reviews, lists, you know, thought pieces about what I think about certain things. You know, just random music stuff and some geek stuff on the Geek Prawn. And some of my articles are actually on Indie Roundtable too, with all my reviews. And I'm gonna leave you with some Evil Elvis, because you know what, I can't possibly make this show and not add him in, because he was so gracious last night. He gave me a CD and a t-shirt, and he played great, and you know, it was just a really cool, fun time. So I'm gonna play you some Evil Elvis, and we're gonna play you Surfing to Hell. And I hope you have an enjoyable month. And thank you to everyone who listens and helps me put on the show, and all the bands who give me awesome music to listen to. I really love listening to local music. And just keep it up. Send me recommendations. MattGroupie@gmail.com. Recommendations, or send me your band, or send me whatever the hell. You know, try not to send me like threatening things or anything like that. I don't like that. But yeah, if you're going to be nice or send me some music or whatever, send me some stuff, because I will 100% listen to it. And if I like it, I will 100% play it. But if I don't like it, then I probably won't play it, because I can basically do whatever I want. And no one tells me what to play or whatever. So I every band you hear on this show is someone that I personally like and think are a really good band, or decent at least, you know. So send me good music because I like it. And I mean, look, I got a broad perspective of music. I mean, I like all kinds of music. I'll play, you know, I play all kinds of stuff on this show, right? I mean, it's a lot of hard rock, punk, and stuff like that, because that's kind of the people I know and the shows I go to. But every now and then I get some weird stuff. You know, I don't care what style it is. It's either good or it's not. Like, those are the two options with music. So I'm going to play something that's good now. Thank you very much. Here's some Evil Elvis. See you next month. Keep on rocking. MattGroupie.com, RoundtableRadio.ca, MusicLink.ca. Keep rock alive. Rock alive.
I got a black surfboard with a red pinstripe. It's got a back wing for a fin. I'm gonna grab my board and hit those waves, cause I'm surfing to hell again. I'm gonna ride this wave right downtown on an ocean that's blood red. I can't drown and I don't worry about sharks, cause I'm already dead. I'm surfing, surfing to hell. Well, I got me a blood-red cha-cha, and I'm all hopped up on pills. I got the pedal to the metal on my booty, and I'm down the gallon of swill. Now I'm the evil Avalon, I'm searching for my evil Annette. I gotta leave her at Blood Beach Luau, cause hell ain't for regrets. At Honolulu Bay, tell all the moon doggies to get out of my way. I don't care about a wipeout or shark attacks. My badass and baggies, and I know I'll buy back. I'm surfing to hell for the people I've slain. I'm waxing up my board using human brains. Now I'm surfing to hell. I'm surfing to hell. I'm surfing to hell again. I'm surfing. Surfing to hell. I'm surfing. Surfing to hell. Surfing the hell. Woo, surfing the hell.